Peter, you're the winner of the Team Manager Coach of the Year for 2015. Well done.
Thanks very much, Dermot. Thank you.
I'm sure it's a proud night.
It's a great night. It's a very good night for boxing to get the award. It's always nice to get a nomination, but they come away with an award on the night, and especially on their 40th anniversary, the sports stars. It makes it all that, it's a bonus, like, it makes it all that more exciting.
And it rounds off what's been a quite remarkable year for yourself.
Oh, it's a great year for myself, Dermot. You know, we had six boxers in Helsinki, and six of them got a medal. Two gold, two bronze, two silver, and two bronze, and then we had three medals and Bulgaria as well, you know. So it was a great year, like, you know.
Yeah.
Two golds and a bronze in Bulgaria, like.
You're a proud Raphoe man, Peter. You've dedicated your life to boxing and to your local club in Raphoe as well. I mean, but nights like this make all that hard work and time and effort worthwhile.
It's a great reward, Dermot, and at the same time, I could never give back to boxing what boxing gave to me. Boxing was good to me. I got to meet some of the greatest people you could ever meet, and the friendship and the memories I got out of boxing, brilliant. And it's a great reward to be, as I say, to be nominated, but to get an award on the night's fantastic.
Yeah, and I always get the feeling, Peter, even though you were away with the Irish team and you were involved at the highest level, you're just as happy to be spending your evenings down with the young boys and girls in Raphoe, you know, coaching them the skills of boxing.
That's right, Dermot. Just straight when you're working at the bottom, from the bottom of the ladder to the top. Now, come Sunday, I'll be down with the young boys and Burnfoot. We have 37 finals there down the halfway house in Burnfoot, and I'll be down there Sunday morning at 11 o'clock to carry out the draw and do the MC and one thing and another. It's great working at every level, like, for the sport.
Yeah. And 2016, I'm sure we can look forward to another successful year.
Hopefully, Dermot, we can get a good successful year. Donegal, we have a team coming in now on April, hopefully from Boston, and we have an inter-county, and most likely in the Clannery Hotel. And coming up now in April, and we have plenty of boxing on, plenty of championships and one thing and another, you know. So hopefully it'll be a big year for it, and hopefully it's a big year for Jason Quigley as well, you know.
Yeah, he spoke well tonight, didn't he?
He spoke very, very well. It's always nice to have Jason present, and he's a great ambassador for the sport, and he carries himself very well, and hopefully he does well this year, you know.
Well, one of the biggest cheers that went up tonight for the awards, Peter, was when your own name was announced. Like, you were there tonight with a lot of friends and people that mean a lot to you.
Oh, I have a great circle of friends on the boxing and all sport all round, Dermot, you know, and I would try my best and get on with everybody. Just stick to the sport and leave everything else to somebody else. Just get on with the boxing.
Good man. Peter, well done.
Thanks very much, Dermot. Thank you.
Matthew Byrne of the Inishowen Football League representative side, congratulations, team award winners tonight.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we had a great year last year. We were knocking the door for a few years there, and finally we got to the final and we won it last year, so we were delighted. We're back in the competition this year, and we're playing Galway now in the next few weeks, so we're hoping to go 2 years in a row, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, and as you say, the team, you know, did challenge for the Oscar Traynor Cup honours over the last couple of seasons, but last year you went all the way on a memorable day, winning overall in the final.
We did, aye. It was a great day. Thankfully, we played Limerick in the final, and we were lucky enough that the final was played in McGinn Park, so it was great to have that home draw. The year before, we played AUL, and we were knocked out in penalties, and we felt we should have won that game. So to win it last year was a huge thing for us. So we were delighted to get over the line that stage, but that's behind us now. So we're looking forward to the next game, and we want to win it now this year again. So we're,
and it is a tough competition to win.
It is, surely. It's a brilliant standard, you know, and it shows the great standard that's in the National League at the minute. To be honest, our Inishowen side is more like a club side. We get on that well, and I have to give a huge thanks to Dermot and Paul and Dean and Barney for the work they've put into the team. It's been unbelievable, and the professionalism that they've taken into the team has made us prepare properly for each game that we've played, and turn then we've been able to win the majority of the games that we've played. So yeah, it's going well for us at the minute, but again, we're looking at this year again, and we want to make it two in a row.
It says a lot as well, Matthew, that you win this award out of a selection of teams that have done so well in a whole range of sports.
Oh, big time. Even like you see in the list there, the likes of Van Harps and the Donegal Ladies, the huge achievements that they've made last year, and the amount of effort that they put into their seasons, to win an award like this is massive for our league. And it's great, you know, I know all the teams have made a huge effort in their seasons, but again, we've tried as hard as anybody else, and we're delighted to get it.
Okay, well done.
Thanks very much.
Okay, John, the Appreciation Award winner tonight, you must be delighted.
Absolutely delighted. And for this 40th anniversary of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, it's just a real honour. I didn't actually realise that was nominated until I seen it on Facebook, and it's been a pleasure to receive this award on behalf of the Karate Club in Letterkenny, and it's a long road.
Yeah,
a long road.
And the Wilkie name has been associated with that club for so long, John. Not just yourself, but your brothers and sisters. Well, the family have so many connections with what has always been a very successful club.
It hasn't been, Dermot, but it's been, I suppose I started karate way back in 1978. We've competed in all sorts of things. We had local competitions, we have had internationals, we've had world championships, we've had internationals in Letterkenny, and it's been a part of my life for 38 years.
Yeah, and as what it was remarked tonight as well, you have had so many kids come through the ranks as well with your club. You've worked with them, you've seen them, you know, grow up, I suppose, in the town around you. I mean, that's something to be proud of as well.
And it's a great achievement when you see kids like the TY students coming back and saying, John, I used to do karate, I used to do a bit of boxing with you, or a bit of self-defense. And it makes things, you know, we need to be putting more anti-sport, you know what I mean, for young people, and give them a good leg up in life. And sport's great.
Yeah, and it's not just the karate club that you're associated with, John. I mean, you're involved in other community organisations as well, charity events and fun runs and what have you. You've done a lot over your time.
I've done a wee bit over the time, you know, and it's just really, we're involved now in pantomime and opera, but it's just to give something back. Yeah. You know, and I'm so lucky. And last year, this time last year, I was paralysed. I had a thing called Guillain-Barre syndrome. And it just brought it home to me is, I think sport helped me along that way, because if I hadn't done all that training over the years with your marathons and stuff like that there, karate, etc., you know, I was able to bounce back. You know, they reckon it's 3 years before you come back from that diagnosis, but they were kind of surprised in the hospital that it was 3 weeks I walked out the door with a stick. So,
well, you're in good shape tonight. You're able to walk up on stage and collect an award that I'm sure means a lot to you, John.
It's absolutely amazing, to be honest. I'm not over it yet. And I'm part of the nostalgia now in Donegal, really, the 40th year, and it's fantastic to get it, because I'm celebrating in 2 years' time, 40 years myself in karate in Letterkenny. But it's fantastic. It's great for the club, and it's great for me, and I'm very happy.
Well done, John.
Thank you, Dermot.